borrowing money.
And you say back in the 30s, money was...
scarce, was hard to get.
Do you ever hear of tight money? Do you ever hear it called?
Yeah, I've heard it. Money was tight. That means money is scarce, you see.
And when you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and call that...
well, he'd call it, in a way, he'd call it a gift, give you a little present, or call it a kickback on something. Well, that'd be, though, if he's cutting the price, that'd be a kickback on it.
Did you ever hear it called lagniappe?
Which?
Lagniappe.
I don't believe I have.
And if you had a piece of furniture in the corner, and it wasn't square in the corner, there was a space, it's kind of diagonal, so that there's a space between the back of the furniture and the corner, you'd say the furniture was sitting...
well, it isn't square. It isn't sufficient to fit the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Not sufficient to fit the corner. If the corner is square, well, this has to be, this is a little angling, two angling, it has to be cut square.
Uh-huh.
That you generally have to take a square and square it up to make it fit.
Do you ever say you have something sitting kitty-cornered or cattywampus or...
yeah, kind of cattywampus. Uh-huh. Cattywampus, yeah, I've heard of that too.
What if you were walking, say someone's yard was like this, and you're supposed to walk on the sidewalk around it, but instead of doing that, you cut across the yard like this.
Across the corner.
Would you call that cattywampus?
Well, yeah, I'd be kind of cattywampus.
Would
cut across the corner or go catty-cornered.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say Annie Goglin or...
yeah, Yankee Annie Goglin, yeah. Because it wouldn't go straight, kind of Annie Goglin-like.
Uh-huh. Would you say that about the furniture, too, in the corner?
Well, you could say that, yeah. It's like furniture and it's kind of Annie Goglin.
And before they had buses in town, they used to have...
wagons and buggies. Or surreys.
What would run on tracks that had a wire up above it?
A telephone?
No, something that, like a bus, only it had tracks. They had them in...
Or street cars?
Did they have those around here?
Well, they used to. Used to have street cars. And on the railroads, they used to have hand cars.
Uh-huh.
But they have a car now that's they work with like you used to with a hand car. They run by gas, you see.
Mm-hmm. You tell the bus driver this next corner is where I
get off.
And if I offer you a choice of two things and ask you which, you'd say I had a choice of two things. And I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that. What of this?
Get out before it got there?
Or say if there were two things that, you say if there was something that you were planning to do, you'd say I was going to do this, but then I decided to do that.
Decided I'd do this other, or I wouldn't do that, I decided I'd do this.
In what of that? I decided I'd do that.
Well, it's just like some kind of work. I started to do it and I decided I'd do it different or do some other kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're getting out looking for a job. If you couldn't find a work for the kind of job you was looking for, I'd say, well, I'll hunt another job.
Mm-hmm.
Or a different kind of a job, different kind of work.